Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program. I am so happy to be with you today. Oh, this is a glorious, wonderful, beautiful, sunshiny Texas day. We have experienced so much rain over the last few months, weeks. And yesterday I was going, okay, I looked up in the sky. It was a beautiful blue sky and clouds were out and the sun was beating down, and I said, welcome, Texas heat. It is just wonderful, I'll tell you, to be able to share things with you. And this week we lost a person that has inspired us, who has shown us how to become the best that we could be. And in spite of adversity, in spite of managed to show us how we could live well and be able to, I'm without words, because this was a person that was both loved and hated, was both cared for and not. And that's why today I wanted to talk about Muhammad Ali, because he represented so many things that I talk about on this show. He demonstrated, not just, you know, talked about it, he demonstrated it. So that's our program for today, is in that demonstration. And as always, I want to slow us down a little bit and to relax us, because what I have found is that when we're hyped up, I mean, totally hyped up on big, fast music and hyped up and really out of frenzy. I'll talk about that. We don't think as well as we should. We don't get good ideas in our heads as well as we should. And when we're in this really fast pace that we find ourselves, we're always in a hurry. We're always in a hurry to get from one place to another. It's always hurry up and get it done. Hurry up and learn how to do so-and-so. And in reality, if we just slow down a little bit and breathe, all right, just taking a deep breath, come on. Breathe in and out. Come on. Breathe in again
and out. And feel your body relax. If you're operating machinery, you're driving while you're listening to this, you can listen. Just don't close your eyes. And you can relax to drive. Many times I relax myself while I'm driving because I find that I am tense in my shoulders, tense in my arms. And I relax and pay attention to what I'm doing. I relax and enjoy the drive. You go, how? Well, I love to drive anyway, but relaxing and enjoy the drive. If you commute to work, to and from work every day, you've got to do it anyway. You go to work in order to supply yourself with your needs. So why not take advantage of that time? Many people turn on books on tape or self-help things or learn a language. You know, you could learn a language, putting a language CD in and going through that during your commute to work. I've heard many people talk about take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath. I've heard many people talk about how they learned a language during their commute back and forth to work, whether they were driving or whether they were on a bus or subway or train. They used that time to improve themselves. Now, there are times when you just want to chill, right? Just chill and relax. And when you relax, you notice the things going on around you. You pay attention and you just say, stop. You know, every time I relax and the answers to my questions come easily, it still surprises me. Take a deep breath in and out. There is a power and presence in this universe. We see it and we feel it and we know that it is there. It is invisible to our eyes, but we see the evidence all around us in the magnificent creation in our world. The millions and millions of fish, animals, insects, humans, trees and the flowers and all the things, the mountains, the valleys, water, air, oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitrogen, all of them, everything is to work together to create this universe that we live in. It took a grand designer to bring those beings. And I recognize its existence. And some of you may say she says it, and I say it because God has no gender. We as humans have given God a gender of he. But God's essence has the feminine energy that we so know. And as humans, well, that is all we really understand. And we don't know the greater peace. And so we put this entity in terms that we know and understand and can accept. And we want to say thank you for giving us capability, giving us the ability to think, the ability to create, the ability to understand. And we want to thank you for the life of Muhammad Ali and the lessons that I'm going to talk about today in the show, of how we can become the best that we can be. Oh, this week, I don't know what our intentions are. What is your intention for this following 7 days or 30 days or 14 days or the next year? What is your intention of how you want to live your life? Do you want to live it in expectation or in defeat? Do you want to live your life knowing that you are doing everything you can to be the best that you can be? Are you living your life knowing that you are a unique individual who is demonstratively, wonderfully created? That all those wonderful systems that is you, there are tons of millions of ecosystems in you. There are different microbes and cells and structures and everything that is you. And having the appreciation of what it just takes to lift your finger, to think, to move your hand, to clap your hand, to use your hands to pick up a fork. It is a miracle each and every time. Being thankful and at wonder at who you are and how you have been wonderfully created, and how you can mentally, emotionally, and physically use your creation that created you to become the person that you really, truly desire. Thank you. Thank you for the desire to be the best that we can be. As you go around about your week, look in front of you and look at the people that you run into and look them in the eye and see the God in them. When you look in the mirror, every time you look in the mirror, look yourself in the eye and see the God in you. And know that you and they are blessed. And we are living the life that we mentally decide that we're going to live, that we mentally allow ourselves to live. And that if we want our lives, we've got to change our mindset. So think of the one thing you want to do this week, the one thing you want to accomplish, and ask for it mentally now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. All right. Now, so you're relaxed and you're open to receive. Isn't that nice? Muhammad Ali, everyone, I know just about everyone has heard something about how he spoke. And everyone's heard, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You can't hit what your eyes don't see. he was famous for his rhymes. And, you know, I was thinking there this morning, and I was thinking about what do I want to talk about as far as Muhammad is concerned? And I've told you all before, I go into meditation and I ask Spirit to tell me, to lead me and guide me into what I need to talk about. And it's the idea, and the idea of Howard Cosell came into my mind. Now, for those of you who are young or haven't seen videos, Howard Cosell was a sportscaster that really made his living off of the Ali. I mean, he became famous. And they were, the two of them together were so funny. Let me tell you about this man. I didn't study him. I admired him. When I saw him, I listened to his quotes. And the man knew who he was. Okay, let me say that one more time. He knew who he was. He knew what he wanted to be. And here's the key, and this is one that I want you to pay attention to. He didn't let anybody dictate to him who he was. He didn't listen to people saying, you're too small. I don't know if he was too small or not, or you can't do that. Do that. Or who are you to talk this way? I am the greatest, right? And that was, he's famous for, and we've seen posters that say that, I am the greatest, you know? But I want you to tell yourself, you are the greatest. If you have to print it off, if you've got to write it in the front of your notebook or your journal or put it on your refrigerator or mirror in the morning, I am the greatest. And you go, what? You know, Muhammad Ali said this. He said, I am the greatest. But here's the full quote from him, right? Now, he said those words many times, but here's the full quote. Because I went out and I said, give me the Muhammad Ali quotes, you know? And some, you know, there was multiple pages, and Sports USA Today had some quotes, but I wanted full quotes. I didn't want just the buzzwords anymore. I am the greatest. I said that even before I knew I was. Listen to this. I am the greatest. I said that even before I knew it was. So many of you have heard the statement, fake it till you make it, right? And many people look at that fake it as you make it, so your outward appearance and you're dressed in all this, you know, spending money on fancy clothes and stuff that you can't afford to do. Okay, secret on that, find the resale shop, right, if you want to have those really expensive things because somebody's selling it, right, or look for it on eBay or there's plenty of apps now where people are selling things. That's just an aside. But I said that even before I knew I was. And this is what he continued to say. I figured that if I said it enough, I would convince the world that I was really the greatest. All right? He would convince the world that he was really the greatest. The key was he backed it up. Right in the ring. He believed it. I said that even before I knew I was. Now, he was saying those affirmations before he was the greatest. Right? He was saying that. And that's what you need to say. I am the greatest. I am a speaker. I'm an international speaker, as a matter of fact, but I am a speaker. I'm an excellent speaker. I'm a fantastic speaker. I'm a great teacher. I teach people to be the best that they can be. I am the silver fox of times, I wouldn't accept that. And I would say, I'm known as the silver fox of consciousness. And one day I was in a meeting. I was at an event. And I said, I am the silver fox of consciousness. I teach you how to use your mind better and for your greatness. I teach you how to use your mind to become great. It was a whole new feeling inside. So think about what Muhammad Ali was doing. As he may have been standing in front of the crowds as they starting to, you know, be interviewed for his boxing, and he says, I am the greatest inside. It took a lot for him to go before cameras and say that. And he said it before he even knew he was. And he said it often enough, over and over and over again. But he not only convinced the world, he convinced himself. He didn't lose often. And I didn't check out his early career, and I'm not a boxing person. So I didn't go look how many fights he won and what he lost. But what I know and what I realize, that he was a man who stood for his conviction. He stood up to everyone, because many of you know this. I was listening as a young woman when he said, I'm not going in the military. Why should I go out there and shoot the brown people over there in Vietnam who's fighting for their rights and stuff, and I don't have rights here. My brown people here, my people here have no rights. Why should I fight so you can take over that country? And I'm paraphrasing on that. Those aren't his exact words. So, but he knew. He said, I would rather go to prison for what I believe in than to go over there. How many of you would do that? How many of you stand up for what you believe in? It takes a strong person to face prison. And we know a lot of people who have done that. One of the things that I really remember experiencing is when people would talk about the black Muslims, and they would disparage them, and I go, why? But I remembered, and I thought about it, and I said, media, because they don't understand it. But then I go, no, they understand it. These are black people who are empowering themselves. Now, you go, huh? They were empowering, and let me explain this in what I experienced in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There was a section called Homewood, and it was the ghetto section of town. And when the black Muslims really were coming up and becoming a force, a lot of places in Homewood, there was no stores or, you know, businesses and that kind of thing. And they opened a fish market. They had a newspaper. They had a cleaners. They opened businesses in the neighborhood to help support themselves and to help support the neighborhood. And this was good, but the powers that be wanted it to make it bad. Why? How is it bad? When you start businesses in your own neighborhood and you protect those businesses and you hire your people, they hired Muslims to work in the stores, right? Members of their mosque. But what if other people in the neighborhood opened the cleaners, opened the fruit and vegetable stand, opened a meat market, other things, they showed a way. And Muhammad Ali, for all his boasting and everything, stood by his word. He also said, the will must be stronger than the skill. Hey, the will must be stronger than the skill. And USA Today said this, But it's also undeniable that no one believed in Ali more than he did himself, seemingly willing himself to some victories. Ali owes part of the record to his self-confidence beyond just his ability to move and punch. So understand this. The will must be stronger than the skill. Tell yourself that you are the greatest and keep telling yourself and doing the things. Now, he didn't just talk it. He did it, right? One of the things he said, I don't count the sit-ups. Right, and I'm working out these days, and I can understand that. I don't count the sit-ups. I only start counting when it starts hurting because they're the only ones that count. That's what makes you a champion, and I'm going to go further than that. When you're out and you're doing, and if you're going door-to-door or you're out in sales or you're learning your trade and it hurts, And things are easy, and they're getting easy, and they're easy, and then it starts getting hard, and you want to quit. That's when you keep going. Now, I know over the last 3 weeks I've talked about quitting and not quitting and why you shouldn't quit. And when you are passionate, like Ali was passionate about boxing, and things start getting a little tough, you don't quit. And the other thing I realized, Susan, I just came to mind, is that when Ali was getting a little older, he changed the way he boxed. Everybody talked about the rope thing that was cool, and people were still paying big money to go see him be in the ring and do rope-a-dope, right? And he still won. That was the kicker. He still won. You know, and going back to being your authentic self. Now, he not only, when he stood up to not going in the military and killing other people, because he was a man of peace, he not only went to prison, he not only had to go to prison for that, he lost his titles. They stripped him of his titles, but he prevailed in the end. Be strong. Be strong. Another quote that I love that I found, he said, don't count the days, make the days count. I talked about last week about the journey. Enjoy the journey, because that's what it's all about. It's the journey to get there. And the very last one I want to share with you is, he said, live every day as if it were your last, because someday you're going to be right. For being with me and listening to me today. It is always my pleasure to have you be with me and share with me and listen. If you enjoyed this show, I'd appreciate it if you would share the link with your friends and family so that they can learn how to be the best that they can be. Visit my website at commandingyourlife.com or send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Please join me for the next episode of Commanding Your Life. In Matthew 9:29, it says, as you have believed, let it be done to you, and it is so.